water is another one of those flow patterns that comes into the system, right?
Yeah.
Everybody sees that water kind of comes in. It's a cycle, right? So it doesn't really start. I was just going to say it starts as rain, but it doesn't start anywhere. It's a cycle, right? So we could say that we're going to highlight the point in the cycle where it comes down as rain. It hits the ground. It gathers as a big sheet on the ridges, right? And the little droplets touch each other and kind of become super saturated on the surface. And that surface water begins to move across the ridges, right? It starts slowly moving. And then it'll channelize, right? It'll form little rills and then little streams of first orders of streams. And it kind of moves through the system. It moves from one system. And then it'll go down. And where's it going? Where's it going?
Downhill.
Yeah. Like gravity. Okay, it's going downhill and it's going to go to the next spot that's kind of calling it over, right? So it's going to this other attractor point. It moves over here and then the conditions fill up, it overflows and it moves down here and it fills up. And along the way, we can follow that energy trail, right? We can see that it's being converted to biomass. We can see the mobile parts of the forest come in and drinking it and moving away and taking some of that energy to other parts of it, right? So the water comes into the system. Comes into the system, and instead of just leaving the system, we can watch it go to one area, maybe convert it to trees, another area. Along the way, it's converted into deer. This is a deer. It looks like a psycho deer. That's just a generic animal. That's the international symbol for any animal. But see, and then when we get into design, what we're doing is we're seeing this pattern. That it flows from one form to the next, right? Remember, we learned that before, is that energy is converted to mass is converted to energy, that's converted to mass, that's converted to energy, that's converted to mass. That's what we're doing. We're following this water all the way through the system. We're gonna grow trees, we're gonna plant an orchard, and if we're designing it, then we're going to direct it. Remember, we're going to reach in there and start moving it. Just say, okay, water, come on over here. Come on over here. See my chickens? Maybe give them some water before you leave the system, before you go out of the system. And then we're going to direct it over here to by where our house is. We're going to take it over here. We're going to use it as many times as possible before it leaves the system. Does that make sense?
Great.
That's design. So we're looking at a flow through energy pattern and we're tapping it and we're moving it gracefully through the landscape. And in this particular situation, we're creating infiltration areas. Go ahead.
I just wondered where design rubbed up against manipulation of natural systems.
Ooh, I love it. Yes, we manipulate the hell out of it. But what we're trying to do is learn that grace.
We're trying to learn how
we can be graceful about it so it doesn't seem like it's manipulations. It seems like we're just sort of partaking and participating in that landscape. Okay? So we're going to do it gracefully and we're going to do it without waste and we're going to, because we're looking for feedback loops constantly. Oh, look, I took it over here and now this is flooded. That was a bad spot to take it to because there's too much clay, but maybe it'll be good for, cob or something, So then we go over here and we always try to make it sort of a good thing for us. And we always try to be respectful in creating these new infiltration areas that something can grow from. Okay? Does that make sense? Just sort of as a general concept, okay? So, natural landscape, landscape of culture, okay? I want us to start making the translation and the transition from a natural landscape to a constructed or cultural landscape, a cultural ecology. And just like water moves through the system, all energy moves through the system. So instead of energy moving straight through the system, we want to capture energy and make it flow from one side slowly through the system and then to the other side and back around, creating infiltration basins that don't just move straight through the system. Just like water, we can do it with money. How does he do it? Okay. Do you see that? What's that?
Is that a vibrant local economy, so your money stays in the community.
Exactly. Why don't you have any money? Because you didn't create any infiltration basins to capture this energy flow that's just moving through the system. Okay? So we start to think about money as just one of those things that's moving through the system, right? That's all it's doing. It's just this energy thing that's moving through there. You don't have any money because you're not setting it up to where you're catching it, right? It's just like moving all over you and wiping all the way off, right? So we create elegant, graceful systems that don't screw anybody, because we have the triple bottom line thing going now, and we create more and more grace in our delivery of products, services, and skills, that we create our own ecosystem of humans participating in the landscape. Does that make sense?
It does, but I feel like I don't have any models for that. I can't conjure a model.
You're going to have a hard time if you're going to look for models. We're going to create it. You want to read that chapter? I'm telling you, you need to write that chapter. Okay? It's like, come with us then. Come with us. Can you be graceful?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're in. Okay? It's like, that's all it's going to take. Okay? Actually, when that wheel that we did earlier, like all the things that we need to have a sustainable future, in my classes, at the end of the class, towards the end of the program, we draw the wheel again, and then I ask people to come and make a commitment, and we play this game that we call "Why Should We Let You Live?" Okay? So it's like this whole thing's like you choose. It started out like that telephone game. What's that one where you whisper something in somebody's ear,
yeah,
right? And then it kind of morphs on the. By the time it gets to the other side. So we started doing this thing where we would introduce, where we would get up there, we would say, you know, where we're going to be on this wheel. Oh, I really am now, I'm interested, after taking this class, I'm really interested in energy systems and new this and the cultural side or the social side. And I want to commit to being that part of the community. And then you're supposed to introduce the next person and say, and what do you have to offer? And then after a while, it started going into, and why should we let you live? You know, it's like, come on up. It's like, you know, pitch your idea of why should we let you live? But it's almost like that, it's like that, right? Why would you come to the table with nothing to offer?
Well,
I mean, how could you do that to us? It's like we have all this opportunity and all these potentials, and let's work with each other. Let's see where we're strong and where we're weak, and we'll just keep strengthening the weakest links, right? Until we're all strong enough to keep performing. The idea then is that we're looking at money differently, okay? Money is what? What is money?
It's an energy form.
It's kind of an energy form. It used to actually represent gold. You know, it used to actually represent this energy, whatever.
Then gold represented something else, too.
Yeah, at the same time. Okay, let's say it's shiny beads. Go ahead.
Unit of value.
Well, Marx says it represents labor.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's use all of these and go for the highest generalization again. Where do all of these things belong? Or what can we address all of these things as?
Resource.
And that is, yeah, kind of a resource, right? So then We look at money as a unit of measured value. Okay? That's all it is. It doesn't actually represent a bar of gold. It doesn't actually represent an hour of labor. It's like a unit of measured value that is locally, regionally, nationally, sometimes internationally accepted as a unit of measured value.